Laban's home was full of people, with his own sons and their families, and Jacob and his family, the wives and all the children. There were the boys, Reuben and Simeon, Levi and Judah, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher, Issachar and Zebulun, and their little sister Dinah. Then there was Joseph. Jacob had worked hard for Laban for many years. Now he started thinking about going back to his own people. He spoke to Laban about moving away, but Laban was very selfish, and he wanted Jacob to stay. He wanted Jacob to work for him. When Jacob came there, Laban had only a small herd and flock. Now he was rich because God was blessing Jacob's work. So they made a bargain. And Jacob agreed to stay if Laban would give him all of the weak, speckled, and spotted animals. Laban did not want those bad animals anyway. Now Jacob could begin to have his own flock and herd. The animals were separated. As time passed, Jacob's herds and flocks grew larger and larger, but Laban's grew smaller and smaller. God was causing this to happen. Jacob was becoming very rich. Laban and his sons saw what was happening. They became jealous. They were not friendly to Jacob anymore. The Lord spoke to Jacob, "Go back to your father's land and to your relatives, and I will be with you." So Jacob put his wives and children upon camels, and they all slipped away without Laban knowing about it. Laban was away shearing sheep. Jacob took all of his animals. 3 days later, someone told Laban about Jacob's leaving. He and some relatives set out after Jacob at once. After 7 days' journey, Laban caught up with the family. God spoke to Laban in a dream and warned him not to talk to Jacob. Laban said to Jacob, "What have you done? Why did you leave secretly? I would have sent you away with music and a celebration. You didn't even let me kiss my daughters and grandchildren goodbye. I could punish you, but your God spoke to me yesterday and told me not to interfere." Jacob reminded Laban that he had worked for him 20 years, even though Laban had changed his wages 10 times. Laban had not treated Jacob right. Laban was selfish. After their talk, Jacob and Laban made an agreement. Then they piled up stones for a marker. Neither of them would ever go past this marker of stones to hurt the other. They said, "The Lord watched between me and you when we are absent one from another." What a wonderful thing to do. God wants us to love our relatives. He wants us to be kind to one another. The next morning, Laban kissed his daughters and grandchildren goodbye. He blessed them and returned home to Haran.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in